How did you process what happened Sunday night as it was happening and then again as you were back?
Yeah, it was just, you know, obviously very disappointing, and it was, you know, just very disappointing for everyone that was involved, you know, players and coaches. And then, you know, looking at the tape, you know, even more so, you know, looking at the tape. And so, you know, that's how I felt about it.
No, were guys not prepared? Was it effort? Obviously, there was miscommunication.
Yeah, we did have that. Obviously, we weren't prepared enough. And in our effort and everything we do needs to be better. I mean, there's nothing that was good enough. And regardless if we thought that we were ready going into the game, obviously we need to make sure that we're even more ready going into this next game.
Do you see that your defense confidence has been shaken?
No, I don't see that. I don't see that.
The first half of the last three games, the pass defense has put up very little resistance against old Brady Rogers. What's wrong right now with the pass defense?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things that we need to get corrected. You know, we need to challenge balls better. We need to get a better, more consistent pass rush on the quarterback. We got to do a better job in man, and we got to do a better job breaking on the ball in zone. Got to do a much better job of recognizing play action. You know, those are, you know, four or five things right there that will improve our pass defense.
Are you surprised that there's so many things at this stage of the season?
It just is what it is. I mean, that's just reality of the situation. When you look at it and say, what do we need to do to get better? And you analyze and you look and you point those areas out, and that's what it is. And so that's where we are.
On the 73-yard touchdown to Nelson.
Yeah.
Looked like Briggs was making a check. Did he make the check too late? Was that one of the issues on that play?
That was a big part of it, and it's something that, you know, quite frankly, it just can't happen. Just can't happen. I mean, you know, it's not something that we expect to happen ever, and don't expect that to ever happen again.
Mel, with all due respect, if what you're teaching, what you're coaching is so clearly not getting through at this point of the season, this is week 10, 11, do you have to change your tack and how you actually approach the entire job as far as, you know, what you're doing and how you can get through to these guys?
Yeah, there's some things that just collectively we need to do better as players and coaches. I mean, that's part of the deal. When you're not having success, you know, everyone's got to take it up a notch and everyone needs to step up and do better, coach better and play better, practice better. You know, our practice tempo and execution and intensity, you know, all that has to go up, you know, a notch or two. Or three, and that's the approach we take, you know, and that's pretty much what it is.
Are there lineup changes you can make this week?
Yeah, there's always things that we can change. There's nothing set in stone on the lineup, but the group that we're going to put out there, we think could give us the best chance to win this game. And so, I'll tell you right now, we plan on going in with the group that started the game. That's our plan. This past game, that's the plan. We're going to go in with the group to start that game, and we need to get them better. They need to play better. We need to coach them better. And everything we do this week is to be able to get that done. And so, you know, that's where we are.
Mel, did you hear last week when Lance Briggs said that he zones out in meetings and looks up at the clock and realizes there's still 45 minutes left, you know, in a meeting, and then to make a mistake like he did on the check? Did you take that personal? Does it anger you?
No, I didn't hear that, and you know, I don't really know anything about that. But does it anger me? You know, no. I mean, it's like I said, we need to get better in everything we're doing. So whether that's practice or meetings or coaching, whether, you know, focus, you know, whatever that is, you know, we have to ramp it up a notch. And so, but, you know, I didn't hear that. I didn't know about that.
So we've been talking about making corrections for 3-4 weeks now. And some of the things you just rattled off seem kind of basic, you know, breaking on the ball, challenging the ball. at some point, does it become almost logical that maybe at least some of the players aren't going to be capable of making those corrections?
You know, every week, you know, after wins and losses that we've had, you know, we talk about making those corrections. And most of the time, the corrections are the basic things. That's most of the time, and after a win or after a loss. And are the players good enough to get the job done? If that's what you ask me, I believe yes.
Well, I just have to follow up on where we break it down here. You're trying to make the same corrections each week. They're good enough to get it done. I'm not trying to beat you up. We're just all looking for the same answers.
Yeah, and, you know, the answers are in our building. You know, they're in our meeting room, and they're on the practice field. They're within each individual player and each individual coach. And that's where the answers are. And that's where we got to find them.
Well, Mark said that afterwards that you felt like the locker room was in a good place. Would that apply to the defense? Do you feel like the guys are in a good place?
I'm not sure what that means in terms of a good place. You know, in terms of are we focused on the opponent coming up? Yes. You know, are we happy with where we are? No. You know, are we disappointed? Yes. Do we have to move on quickly and get ready for the next deal? Yes. I mean, that's where we are. It is not a happy-go-lucky situation. You know, it's very intense, and it's very focused, and we know we need to get better in all areas. And so I think you can consider that a positive and a good place in terms of knowing what we got to do. But we got a lot of work ahead of us this week.
Mark used the term, the word confounding in trying to explain what's going on. And are you kind of at a loss? Have you ever been in a situation like this where players are so far off from executing on Sunday what you practice on Wednesday and Thursday?
Well, you look at it, you break it down, and you say, okay, you know, you take, you know, 60 or 70 plays, and then you look at those plays, you say you got four or five plays where you know, we were not good. So you focus on fixing those things that happened on those plays. There were other plays that we played good football, and you want to build on those plays. And so you have to hone in on what needs to be corrected in those areas. And it's not all bad, but the areas where we need to correct or where we have mistakes, you know, those were big plays. Those were huge plays, and they cost you touchdowns. And so, you know, we hone in on those things, and we put a special emphasis in those areas.
After back-to-back weeks of giving record numbers of points, mm-hmm. franchise record points, how much pressure are you feeling in your job?
I just feel pressure to coach the best that I can. That's the pressure I put on myself. And I've never been anywhere where there wasn't pressure to win and there wasn't pressure to play well. I've never been in a situation where it wasn't like that on a day-to-day basis.
Besides the pressure you put on yourself, does Mark put pressure on you? Do you feel pressure at all?
I don't feel any pressure other than what I put on myself, and that's a lot of pressure.
Are there areas, Mel, where you think that you can do a better job than you've done the first 9 weeks or a specific thing personally?
Yeah, I mean, across the board, I mean, well, I don't have enough time to tell you. We don't have enough time here to talk about areas where I can do better. Because every single thing that we do or that I do, I'm looking to do it better. Everything.
Well, you mentioned communication, some problems. Is there a thought to maybe just simplifying things and dialing it, make it simpler for guys so there aren't as many communication situations?
No, we just got to get better executing what we have, period.
Has Christian Jones played to a level where you need to find spots to kind of fit him in, maybe a little bit more?
He's done some nice things in the game and in the games that he's played, and he's earned some playing time, and we may see him more, you know, as we go. But again, we're going to put the guys out there that we think give us the best chance this week, and then we'll go from there.
Coach, after the game, Tim Jennings said that there was confusion all night, miscommunications on the back end. What's at the root cause of that? Is it the call from the huddle? Is it the checks, you know, at the line of scrimmage? Like, what's going on when he said there's been confusion all night?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's talking about. The tape didn't show that. You know, we saw communication on a play that resulted in a touchdown. And so, you know, that's what I saw.
On the 40-yard touchdown to Nelson, does Tim need to get his hands on Nelson coming up the line or make an effort to reroute him, slow him down a little bit?
Yeah, when we start talking about individual guys on individual plays, I don't go there, okay, because I'm not a guy that's going to throw a guy under the bus. Okay, I just don't believe in doing that, never have and never will. Okay, on that particular play, okay, we as a defense didn't get the job done in multiple areas, rush and coverage. You know, that's kind of where it stands.
As you look forward to the Vikings, what jumps out to you about Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy's a winner. He competes at a high level. He does seem to have an element of clutch about him. You know, obviously he's mobile. You know, he's got a strong arm and he can make a lot of throws. You know, he's highly competitive. And so, you know, he's a good young player, and I can see why they like him.
How does that element of clutch show up?
Well, you know, he takes guys down in a two-minute situation, you know, moves them 60 yards, get him in field goal range to give him a chance in overtime to win a game. You know, that's just one example.
We've talked in the past couple of weeks about how the leadership of this team, the players, really are accountable to each other for doing their jobs and being better. How accountable are they being in defensive meetings?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about accountability today. We talked about that and needing to do a better job, being accountable to each other, you know, in the room. And so there's a lot that goes into that. And, you know, we talked about that and we discussed that, and that's what, you know, that's what we need to do. There's nothing that we're doing that's at a good level to say that we've got that. You know, every aspect of everything that we're doing, okay, we need to do a much better job of. And that's the atmosphere that we have. You know, that whatever that is, it could be leadership. You know, it could be accountability, it could be coaching, it could be playing, it could be technique, it could be fundamentals. All those things, okay, need to be ramped up, need to be improved, and that's what we're working on.
Knowing the history of the Bears organization defensively, were you at all, players were saying they were embarrassed. Do you feel embarrassed at what the defense is doing?
Right now, you know, I'm focused on the Vikings, you know. Being embarrassed at this point is not productive. We're already into Wednesday of the next week, the next game. Okay, so are we happy with what happened? Obviously not. You know, I would be disingenuous if I told you that we felt good about that. We did not. Okay, but we have to move on and focus on what we need to do to put ourselves in a position where we can win and play great defense. And so that's where it is. Everything else is non-productive.
How do you distinguish between throwing a guy under the bus and just honestly explaining how play breaks down?
Yeah, we talk about how play breaks down individually in our meetings. You know, we show the play. We talk about the detail of each play with everyone in the room, and everyone can see it. And typically on a play, it's more than one guy. You know, that's usually what it is. Whether if it's a big play that happens, run or pass, it's usually more than one guy. It's usually more than two guys. And so, you know, especially when you're talking about the passing game, you're looking at the rush. Are we containing the quarterback? Does he have enough time? Are we giving him too much time? Do we have the rush lanes that we need? And then you look at the underneath coverage and the deep coverage, whether they're jams and reroutes, what we're doing in the half, and all those things collectively, you know, it's an ultimate team sport, you know. And, you know, you want to get everyone on the same page and everyone doing things together, and that's how you have a successful play. And so when there's a breakdown, there's usually not just one guy. Okay, if there is just one guy, usually it's obvious, but I don't need to say that.
Is there a time when anger is a motivational factor? In other words, mistakes you've had over and over again. Mm-hmm. Is that time when you get angry and maybe that can get some people going?
There are times when I'm angry. You know, right now, talking to you guys right now, that's not one of those times. I'm not angry right now, obviously. Okay. However, we all get angry at times. Okay. Now, how do we turn that into production? That's where it is.
Now, based on what you just said, often more than one or more than two guys want to play break.
Yeah.
Does that fact suggest that maybe the scheme needs to be made a little less vulnerable?
No, that just means that we need to make sure that everyone's doing their job on those plays. That's what that means.
Coach, at the midway point, when Phil and Mark came up here to talk to us, they talked about being a little bit better with matchups heading into the second half of the season. On Sunday, you kept Kyle on the left and Tim on the right. Was there any rationale why you didn't play a little bit more matchup throughout the game?
No, we thought that was the best route to go with, you know, going into the game. That's what we thought was the best thing to do.